From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama unveils his budget for the coming year on Monday. The White House says the plan includes tough choices on spending. Budget watchdogs who've been briefed on the proposal, though, say it does little to address the federal government's long-term deficits. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The president's annual budget proposal is a chance for him to put some dollar signs on his priorities. As Mr. Obama told a crowd in Michigan this week, even with all those zeros in the budget, the government still has to make choices.
Government has to do what American families do every day, live within our means. But even as we do so, we can't sacrifice our future.
A cash-strapped family might decide not to eat out so often, Mr. Obama said, but it shouldn't stop saving for college or put off fixing a busted boiler. Paying the heating bill is another story. The president's budget would slice $2.5 billion from the federal program that helps poor families heat their homes.
That would be disastrous for the people in the state of New Hampshire.
Judy Scothorn runs the heating program in an area around Concord, New Hampshire, where nearly 9,000 families, many of them unemployed, now rely on the government's help for heating.
When it's below zero all these nights, the furnaces are running. And it's not unusual for people to call me who have gone through 100 gallons of fuel in as little as 2 weeks.
House Republicans are pushing for even deeper spending cuts in this year's budget. Maya McGinnis of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says by focusing mainly on discretionary spending other than defense, both parties are missing the bigger deficit picture.
Right now kind of reminds me of the discussion we've had focusing on earmarks for the past couple of years, where now you have both Republicans and the White House focusing on this very tiny slice of the budget, and it's pushing aside the real discussion we should be having.
McGinnis says that real discussion would include Medicare and Social Security, Pentagon spending, and taxes. The president's own fiscal commission says it would take significant changes in all those areas to bring the deficit under control. While Mr. Obama's budget does call for modest cuts in some Pentagon programs and the closing of some tax loopholes, Diane Lim Rogers of the budget watchdog Concord Coalition says it doesn't go far enough.
It'll pay some lip service to the commission, but it will leave untouched, largely untouched, any specific policies that the commission proposed.
The president says he's eager to work with Congress on those ideas, but he doesn't seem to want to make the first move. McGinnis thinks he's missing an opportunity.
And I'm not sure if they're waiting for House Republicans to knock on the door or what. Only the president has the bully pulpit here, though, and he's going to have to get the conversation started one way or another.
Another opportunity for that conversation could come later this spring when the government hits its current limit on borrowing. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.